This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I got some problems.
Don't fret, Jake and Amir will solve them.
Yeah, I'm sure, man, they don't know shit.
Well, you emailed in the podcast, yeah, you're the bitch, so.
So what are they gonna get mad at me? Cause my phone is at 8% battery.
Are you not glad to be on the show? And we know that they mean, but it's flattery.
What do they do?
Different in perspective as if they were you. That's true, but it's true, and they keeping it real. Now that you know how it works, are you sad at me? So come on, man, tell us, how do you feel?
I get it, I'm on it, no punish for me. Cause trust them, it's okay if it burns when you pee. They go to college parties, no HIV. And they blast Eminem because they're both smarties.
I know they a handful, they toss me an apple. They both got a blaster, the raps getting faster. No winch, cause the bitch and the dude, they are coming for you. When it's just getting wilder, I'm scanning like Skyler. If I were you, show is the best. Now I'm saying goodbye and I'm higher. Ah.
Whoa. What'd you think?
I liked it.
I think that's the hardest theme song you guys have ever posted.
What do you mean by hard? Like it was hard for him to record it?
Maybe, I don't know.
Like I don't know how difficult. To be cool. that was a Little Dicky parody by Jackson Booth.
All right.
Yeah.
I was like, it kind of sounds a Little Dicky-ish.
Yeah, that's right. It is Dicky-ish. Gabrielle. Gabrielle?
Yes, Gabrielle.
Gabrielle. Perfect. Nailed it. Stuck the landing so far. Thanks for coming on our show.
I am so psyched to be here, you guys. You have no idea. I'm trying so hard not to fangirl.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, go for it.
No, I can't.
I live for this.
You will get...
I want to hear it all.
You gotta leave.
Give me the praise. Give me constructive criticism.
Well, I was only telling you guys, no criticism, only praise.
Okay.
Yeah, I was telling you guys that Baby Bjorn's like one of my favorite videos.
Yeah. Oh, the Jake and Amir video.
Yes, from the OG days.
Yeah.
When is OG? That crazy, crazy fact, the baby in that Baby Bjorn is now 49.
Older than us.
What?
How could
that?
It be?
I don't know.
It was some sort of weird anti-leap year
thing. He was
thing.
Like a Jack kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is funny because his name is Jack.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Well, thanks for coming on our show. I didn't realize you were such a big fan.
Sorry, guys. Secret's out.
Shit. That's fine. No, that's good. That's good. So you've listened to this podcast before.
I have.
You know the rules.
I do.
You get how it goes.
Yeah.
You know I'm kind of not familiar with the Game Boy rule, though.
Oh, okay. So we'll get into that.
Oh!
But you know that this is an advice podcast.
Yes.
And people will email us. They're in difficult places in their lives. And we do our best to answer, advise. Mine and Jake's point of view are from, 30-year-old dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So you are a cool, hip 20-year-old female.
I'm also multicultural.
So multicultural?
I'm multicultural, too.
Are you?
My dad is from Belarus, and my mom is from Ireland. So that's pretty neat.
You mean your mom's ancestors?
Yeah. Well, they were both born in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Well,
and their parents were born in Connecticut, and their parents before then, of course.
Connecticut. Yeah.
But before that?
Connecticut.
Connecticut and then Belarus.
Yeah, very, extremely multicultural.
Very exotic.
You're not from California, right?
No, I'm from Dallas, Texas, originally.
So what brought you to LA?
The entertainment business is what brought me here.
And?
So,
how's it going?
Well, I'm here, so apparently pretty well.
You are doing stuff.
I'm doing stuff.
You're on television.
Yes.
Yeah, not just commercials. Thanks. What are you on?
Right now, I'm
Mescaline
on...
and Tylenol PM.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so young.
Oh, sorry, TV shows. Yeah, what TV shows?
I'm on a series called Snatchers right now, which is on Go 90. And quick pitch. It's a horror comedy about a teenage girl who has sex for the first time, gets pregnant with an alien baby overnight, and me, as her best friend, she comes to me for advice, like, what do I do?
I thought you might play the alien baby. That's cool.
I wasn't talented enough for the alien baby, so I just got stuck with the epic
best friend. Is the role for alien baby, if it's still unborn, I could play the alien baby.
Unfortunately, it is unborn.
Okay.
But maybe you could be, like, its mother.
Oh.
Is
the person that she had sex with an alien?
No, that's the mystery. We're like,
Jake, no spoilers.
All right.
So it's about, in a weird way, ultimately, like, finding herself and, like, self-worth by fighting aliens with her best friend.
You know what I just realized? I know Steve and Benji that created the show.
You know what? I was going to try and subtly drop that in because I told Benji and Steven that I was going to be on the show, and they freaked out, and they were like, oh, we know Amir. And I was like, what? Like, you've been keeping this from me for forever.
Small world.
That's crazy.
Who are they?
I just met them a couple weeks ago.
You have friends that aren't me?
Yeah, I mean, of course I have friends
talking
that aren't
about?
You.
He's branching out.
Are you? Why, do you not have any friends that aren't me?
There's a couple guys that I hang out with.
Okay.
So I don't like them.
Why do you hang out with them?
Because you're busy hanging out with Benji.
Steven and Snatcher McGee. All right. Let's try to answer some questions. But,
I'm excited.
You know, we didn't necessarily find any questions this episode. So we were hoping to elicit the help of a friend of ours named the Game Boy. Hopefully, through his expertise, search our Gmail for random words that hopefully bring up some great questions.
I see.
Using serendipity, luck, fate, destiny even.
Did someone say destiny?
Yeah. No, so I did. The Game Boy.
The Game Boy is usually summoned by the word game.
Yeah.
This time he heard destiny.
He just got into it.
He snoozed till destiny.
So maybe the Game Boy can kick us off if he has a word that he wants to search. The goal of the game is to find a word that appears but only once in our Gmail.
Oh.
Of the 15,000 emails
that we have
unread.
So we have pretty good odds. Maybe.
Yeah. Horrible odds. You try to think, the Game Boy is offended. If you think this game is easy,
then I assure you, you have another thing coming.
Okay. The Game Boy chooses. Yeah. This is also the dumb voice you have to do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But you are going to have to do it.
Great.
Which has never happened before. A guest has never said, use the Game Boy voice.
That's true.
I'm honored.
Yeah. This is incredibly rare. Okay.
Opera.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
I know.
Opera?
We got a good amount, but 34, which is pretty good.
That's too many.
Do you want to do...
Are any of them from, like, some sort of spammy email thing that we're on, like tickets to an opera?
Yeah, some of them are.
Okay.
Okay, so some of them are. Those away.
What?
How many do you think there are?
25? I don't know.
Fuck, that hurts. That hurts. That sucks to hear.
Why don't we answer this one, which is How to Stop Flirting, written by a 19-year-old girl. So maybe you can commiserate as a 20-year-old girl. All right. Gabrielle, do you have a fake name to give this real person?
A fake name to give this real person?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It could be anything. Don't limit yourself.
Oh, no.
She's freaking out.
I am.
She's freezing
Nicole.
Up.
Nicole. I'm going to give her the name Nicole.
Okay.
She also needs a last name. I know.
You guys.
All right. We're out of time. Okay, Thank you so much for coming by.
Bye, guys.
No. All right. Give us the last name real quick.
Don't think about it.
Just say potato.
Potato.
That's really great.
Wow.
I like that.
That's also her name for the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. All right. Nicole Potato writes, I'm a 19-year-old girl going to be a freshman in college. I got to spend the last 10 weeks of my senior year living in NYC by myself doing a program for young opera singers.
Whoa.
I met a girl through this program who was pretty cute, and we got along well, and I was pretty excited to find out she was a lesbian like me. I was the only lesbian in my high school. At first, I was pretty cautious. I knew there was no way I would work out because of distance, and I didn't know if she was into me that way. So for a while, we were just friends, and I was experimenting with Tinder. I had my first kiss on a Tinder date. Ha ha. But I found out that every time I met with this girl, I liked her more and more. So for the past month, I was there. We went out to dinner a few times. Things were a little flirty, but still pretty casual. Then, last week... I was there, it kind of escalated. We kept talking about how it wasn't fair we hadn't met until now and how good we would be together and holding hands and cuddling and looking at each other. I was this close to kissing her a couple times, but I kept chickening out. Since I came home, we've texted and Skyped a couple times. I still like her a lot and wish things could have turned out differently, but I know there's no way this would work out. I'm going to school in Ohio. She's going to school in Canada. I know we're both going to meet people in college, and nothing will really happen between us. I would still like to be friends, though. The thing is this. We're still pretty flirty, so my question is, should I stop flirting? And if so, when? Should I just pretend like none of the flirty stuff ever happened? I'm pretty new to this stuff, obviously, so I'm probably overthinking it, right? Love, Nicole Potato.
That was a very in-depth question.
Yeah, huge setup for a very quick, easy answer.
You think the answer is easy?
Yeah, don't stop flirting.
Correct.
I wonder why this never happened. I guess it seems like... I don't know. What do you think, first of all? You're a 20-year-old lady. I should let you talk.
Female, it's hard. It's really scary. I'm sure it's scary for guys as well to like put your heart out there.
Yes.
But see, I'm so sentimental and mushy and like romantic. Like I'm gonna give this whole like it'll all happen for a reason. Learn from it type of thing.
Yeah, that's good. That's good advice. It's like there's a reason this happened. It's because next time it happens, you have to just go for it. Because
right.
You don't want to be living in different cities wondering why and what happened. And I guess 19-year-olds is when you're supposed to learn this stuff hard way.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything to, if you're a lady, you don't want to make the first move, you always want guys to go after you. So if it's like two 19-year-old ladies, they're both passively waiting for the other to make a move. And it's just this game of gay chicken.
That's why you need a guy.
Imagine if it was two dudes, they'd be butt-fucking in the first half hour. I'm serious. That's why I spent my teens as a gay. No, but do you like making the first move as a lady, or you're always just like, I'm going to sit here and present myself, and if the guy wants to go for it, I'll go for it.
In my mind, I would like to think I'm just as confident as a dude to make the first move.
Yeah.
But no, I've always been the one to... coyly be waiting for something.
I mean, I do the same thing, and I am the guy, so I don't begrudge you at all. I hate making the first move because I'm afraid of failing.
Yeah,
I get that.
Because if you make the move, then you can be rejected, and if you never make the move, then you never got rejected.
Do you have like a solid plan B? Plan B?
Yeah, plan B is like
die alone.
Yeah, die alone. Or get drunk enough to want to make the first move, because that part of my brain is silenced to the point where it doesn't have a voice anymore.
Cool.
Yeah.
So is that advice for when I can finally start drinking?
Yeah, yeah. You're not 21 yet, so don't do that. And this girl's 19. What's that? Not legally.
Hey, well, in Canada.
That's what you got
to
do.
I'll just go to Canada then.
Yeah. Do you have to be a Canadian citizen, or any 19-year-old can drink?
Any 19-year-old can drink in Canada. That's
pretty cool. Have you been to Canada?
Well, no, I have not been to Canada.
Well, you're turning 21 soon, so your window is closing. And that is the only reason to go to Canada.
I definitely like spent my younger years afraid of rejection and like, you know, inching closer and closer to the point where like, you know, you're not going to be rejected, right? Like when you're facing somebody with your hand on their waist and they have their hand on your cheek, you can
pretty good indicator.
You can safely assume that you can kiss them without being rejected. And like...
You misread this. Yeah. I was cuddling and holding you.
I had my hand inside your ass crack. And but I think as I've gotten older, I read the signs better. So like, when I was young, I needed to like have that like crystal clear, I know I'm not going to be rejected sign.
Yeah.
And now I'm older, I still need that sign, but I can like read the more subtle ones, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
This person... definitely missed the very, 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 very clear signs. When somebody says, I wish I met you earlier so I could be your girlfriend, you can kiss them. You could definitely do that.
But that's also advice to the other lady in this relationship who is equally close and also probably chickened out.
Yeah, this is advice to any scared 19-year-old.
I just realized she's going to school in Ohio and the other one is going to school in Canada. So she can go to Canada, spend a romantic weekend with this girl, potentially drink legally, and have the courage to kiss.
Exactly.
You don't need to drink to have the courage to kiss.
But it helps.
Fine. But just you can do it.
That's my advice.
You get a better rush if you overcome your fear and kiss someone sober and they kiss you back. I mean... I don't kiss people that often sober, but when I do, oh boy, that is the best feeling.
Because you're feeling sober unadulterated.
Yeah, that's like, holy sh! All of your synapses are firing. Everything's happening. You're like with it. You're there.
Yeah, I wonder what percentage of your first kisses were completely sober. Would you say under 50?
For sure.
I was thinking under 5.
I mean, all of them leading up until I was 21, and then none of them ever again.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. Okay. So my advice, personally, go to Canada. You can spend a new weekend with her now that you know that you're going to, you know, that you like this girl and she likes you.
Pretty unpatriotic. I would never advise anybody.
You don't have to get drunk, but maybe have a pear cider. loosen the edges a little bit and then go for it. Have fun. Make out for a weekend.
I agree.
Okay. So that's 2 agrees. Jake, your bit of advice? Stay in
Ohio.
I'd like
this to happen on American soil. I'm a proud American man.
In Ohio, in February,
I think you can sneak a peach schnapps. I think that's okay. I think Uncle Sam will forgive you for that.
You're under arrest.
Okay. All right.
All right. Can I call you Gabby? Is that a name?
Yeah, everybody calls me Gabby, actually.
Shit. All right. I should have called you Gabby.
No,
Gabby.
That is okay.
Do you have a name?
Fuck.
Do you have a word to search for our email? Something not super common.
Yeah.
Like food, but not super like esoteric.
Potato was a solid.
It was solid, yeah, but since we already used it.
It's too late now. Yeah. You cannot use potato. It's against the rules of the game. Mm. Also, give me your best Game Boy voice. Sort of like
I have a question as a millennial.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What is a Game Boy?
Wow, that's a good question.
I'm just kidding. I was making an obvious joke. My sister actually had a Game Boy Color, and I played Zelda on it.
Oh, okay. So,
I kind of have some street cred.
Yeah, you're cool.
Yeah, you're fine.
Well, you do have street cred only. You're trying to earn nerdy 30-year-old cred.
I am.
Yeah, okay.
We want the street cred.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to wear a big earring like you have.
I will teach you.
I'm gonna pierce my fucking septum as a 33-year-old.
Yes.
Is that dumb?
Yes.
I say do it. Express yourself, Jake.
Where's the next thing? There's like the septum, and then you have like people that pierce their like lower back.
I saw somebody that pierced.
Terrible.
I don't know what this area is, but the...
Oh, in between your thumb and your index?
Yeah.
I'm gonna pierce my friggin' neck.
Do it.
On the front, my outside.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I want to be different.
Of course.
I want to be hip and cool.
That's not hip and cool.
No. Okay, I'm going to hurt myself. All right, go ahead. You have a word.
A word.
Can I have a word with you?
What about, I feel like
this
is going to be very obvious.
Yeah.
The Game Boy chooses headphones.
Headphones!
That's pretty good. You sort of made your own spin on it.
Thank you.
You know what? There's a lot of emails, but a lot of them are just...
spam.
Ads for headphones.
Let me see if I can find a non-spam one that we can answer. That was a good one, because headphones made it plural.
Yeah, people usually say headphone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Why are you mad at me? What a weird stance.
I feel like you're making it seem like I lost the game with whatever the hell my word was. Opera?
All right. Do you want to answer a question called taking my sister's stuff? Or...
I was an expert at that.
Okay, let's do that.
What's the other one, though?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'm so curious.
The other one, which I don't think we should answer, is I keep walking in on my roommate. Would you rather do that?
Kind of, yes.
All right.
Because like I'm not doing like the traditional college experience. I'm just like, I want to hear about everybody else's.
Oh, okay.
I keep walking in my roommate microwaving hot pocket.
This is another female. So do you have another female's name for us?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call her Sade.
That's really cool.
That's nice.
How do you spell that?
I don't know.
That's awesome. Not to throw Sade on her, but her name is Sade, and she's a freshman in college. This summer before school, I met my roommate online through a roommate matching service provided by our school. Over Messenger, she seemed awesome, so I was excited to live with her. Surprise, surprise! Things turned sour. She turned out to be not friendly and very cold. In the beginning of the year, I was trying to make conversation with her in her classes and clubs, but she would respond with only a word or two. A little later in the year, she would say hi to me, and the conversation would end. Now we've gotten to the point where I walk into our very tiny dorm room and say, hey, how's it going? And she will just not respond. Sometimes she plugs headphones in
Hey.
And turns to face the wall.
Ooh.
All of this was kind of weird, and but generally fine. The real problem is that I have rooming with her is when she brings a boy over. The first time I walked in on her hooking up with someone, and I assumed it was an accident. She just forgot to text me. But soon enough, it happened again. At that point, the next day, I asked her if she could just send me a quick heads-up text so I don't walk in. She said, yeah, of course, no problem. And it happened again. I've confronted her about this 10 times, and it keeps happening. Despite her assuring me that it'll never happen again, I walked in on her and her boyfriend on Thursday after coming back to the room at 2 p.m. What can I do? Should I keep confronting her about this or just accept for the fact that I'll be seeing a lot more of my roommate and her boyfriend than I want to for the last 2.5 months of school? Thanks, love. Sade. Sade. Yeah, since you weren't a freshman in college ever.
No, I wasn't.
You don't know this pain of living with a complete stranger in a room smaller like this studio.
Do you like romanticize college? Do you wish that you could?
I do, to be honest. I really do. But
it's too late. That ship has sailed, or can you go back?
I mean, I probably could. I'm like look young enough, and I am young enough.
Yeah.
You're 20.
But
yeah.
You should be like a sophomore or junior.
Right. I am online, but
I went to online college too. Respect, dude.
You know what you should do is sign up for school, get in, and then just live in the dorms and don't go to any of the classes.
But
because you already have a career, you don't need to actually it's fine
you can
if
go
you
to
fail
USC
out
or UCLA or
for
something.
A year, and then
get like the parties, the dorm life.
Yeah,
well, that
the
was
dining
the plan.
Hall.
Just
and then
to
they're like, you failed out.
Live in the dorms.
Yeah,
I've been very spoiled, you guys. I don't think I could share a very tiny room that's this size with someone else.
Well, that's part of it. You got to split a room
half
the size with two people.
Lofted bed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got to loft the bed. Do you have bed risers?
Where do you keep your ramen? In the closet or under the loft?
Where's your loofah?
Yeah, you have to have
your
a shower
caddy.
You haven't lived until you've showered in sandals.
That was the last time I had a loofah.
Really?
In college, yeah.
How did that work out?
I mean, it's fine. What's better about a loofah than your hands?
Oh, than a bar of soap?
Yeah.
I think it lathers up more and it exfoliates a little bit, too. Mm-hmm.
Should I get a loofah?
I think you should get a loofah. But there are also dangers. I feel
dangerous.
People told me, people
you could choke on one.
I swear, I ate one thinking it was cotton candy.
People told me it's dirtier than like just a regular washcloth.
I guess
that makes sense because it's just like filled with your dead skin and grime, and then you're rubbing it on your face and stuff.
That's why I use one loofah and then just get rid of it.
That's how you
disposable loofah.
Out.
Out.
Yeah. I have a fucking hamper filled with 300 loofahs.
Oh, you
I'm
don't
using
ever,
it once and
you
I'm
You know, I never
I'm
thought I would want to aspire to be a straight white male. But I'm here. I think you're changing my mind.
Wow. And it's all about the loofahs.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Really cool.
Jake, you had a roommate. Did you ever walk in on him?
No. My roommate, God love him, was 21. I was 18 and he was like a bald 21-year-old transfer student from another college.
Yeah.
We had the opposite problem. There was like, in the first half of our freshman year, like people on our floor were friends with girls, but by the end we couldn't get a girl to come on our floor literally ever.
So
there was no problem of like walking in while people were hooking up.
And we went to college before like texting was really a thing. So like I remember like the tie on a door, rubber band on a door.
But I've heard about that.
But at the same time, I never did that, nor did I ever see that.
We ended up doing that for if you were jerking off.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just really, really sad.
But then it's like, I'd be
sock on the door meant don't come in.
Yeah, but have you ever seen that in the wild, the real sock on the door?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So people did use it.
And when
it.
You're 18 and you see the sock on the door, you are that's the coolest.
And
you like cannot wait to see that
like,
dude
I want
the
that
next
to be
day.
Me.
Wow, and it actually meant that.
Everything.
It wasn't like... I would figure that's too dangerous because people would fuck with you. If there's a sock on the door, people would take the sock down.
You have to respect.
We didn't respect anything but the sock.
Yeah, people would shit in the shower.
But I'll put a sock on the door and not say a goddamn thing.
I'm trying, I guess like...
What she can do, I would say, is if you don't get the heads up, you walk in, sit down, go about your day. Sorry you didn't give me a heads up. I'm just going to chill. This is my room after all.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm just
you make yourself a bowl of ramen and you just sit down.
In the microwave, the hot pot, the lava lamp.
I think knock.
What? Oh, knock at your own door?
I mean, like...
I say you can knock for the first offense, but if it's happened multiple times...
Yeah.
And here's the thing about girls. We like to play dirty sometimes.
So you're saying you especially shouldn't just barge in.
No.
Oh, yeah. I guess I never thought of it the other way, where it was two ladies living together.
Right.
All right, so you say knock and then enter, or knock and then wait.
Okay, here's what you do. Steal this gal's boyfriend.
Whoa.
Then she walks in on you hooking up with him.
Not
and so
then you're nice,
like,
is it?
How do you like that,
Jake
Susan?
Jake says my name a girl. Jake says my name a girl. Calling it right now.
What are you calling?
No, I'm saying that Jake has the mind of a girl. That's what I was thinking.
That's right, bitches.
I can say that word because I have the mind of a girl, bitches.
And the body of one, too.
Yeah. You do look really nice with your wide hips like that. That's really cool.
Oh, come on.
All right. Why don't we take a break? We'll thank some sponsors. We'll be back with more Gabbin' with Gabby.
Woo!
Right after this. And we're back.
Whoa.
Gabby, what do you got going on other than Snatchers?
Tell us about you.
I wish I could tell you that I'm like this cool person who has stuff going on all the time.
Yeah.
But honestly, probably when I'm done here, I will go back to my humble abode and get in my PJs and do college work.
College work? College you said life. You didn't go to college.
She goes to online.
Online.
College.
Oh, of course. So sorry to hear that. Do you have
which one?
Yeah, which one?
Los Angeles Valley College.
Oh.
Yeah.
LBC. I had friends that went there. It's in North Hollywood, right?
It is.
So you live in LA, but you're going to online college in LA?
Yeah.
Just so you don't have to go to like the actual classes.
Well, I tried going to normal classes because I was homeschooled my whole high school career.
Oh.
And I missed interacting with people.
Well, you haven't had any normal school experience.
I haven't. The only normal time I had was up until seventh grade.
Did you go to a prom?
I did go to a prom.
But
I
an online prom.
No. It was legit prom.
It was a chat room.
How'd you go to a real prom?
My best friend bought me a ticket. So I went to Texas.
Oh.
Kind of crashed the prom.
Oh.
It's kind of a big deal.
Wait, you went to Texas?
I did.
Oh, you were in LA and you went back to Texas to go to their prom.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very cool. Nothing like crashing a prom.
I crashed a couple proms last year.
Okay, so that's a little different.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
because she was invited, and it seems like you just heard about a prom and you went to it.
Yeah, I went to one in Guilford.
Guilford.
I was back in CT.
That's a small little town.
Yeah, it was less than 200 kids. Well, they have dates, so it's about 400.
Yeah,
and I went stag.
Meaning?
I was gonna
limo
you go without a date.
Yeah.
Just you and your boys, but none of my boys were like down to go. So I ended up just going
sober,
solo,
drunk. Cool. What were you?
You got to show
up.
What
was your headspace?
Like, yeah. I showed up a little. I vaped in the limo.
Oh, you still got a limo, even if it was just you?
Because I didn't know who was going to come around for the after party. You have to make an entrance.
Got it.
Yada.
You, 31.
31.
High.
Well, back then, I was 30.
So 30-year-old showing up
younger.
To a prom in Guilford in a limo.
I was pretty young.
By yourself in a limo as a 30-year-old walking out.
Well, not by
out.
Myself because the limo driver.
Got high with you.
Yeah, we pulled over at a 7-Eleven and vaped and just fucked.
And then he dropped you off at prom. What are you wearing?
Well, he came too.
Oh, the driver. He was my date. We stole the show. All right, I got a good word to search.
Okay.
All right. If you guys will indulge me.
Yes.
Ketchup.
I actually think that's pretty bad. Thoughts? Gabs?
One.
Are you on my side?
I think it's a pretty noble word choice.
Three. Three
Shit.
Real questions.
Are you
really?
Serious?
Yeah.
God damn.
A bunch of spam and then three.
The Game Boy has lost it.
All right. So three is the score to beat. Do you want to answer one that's called ketchup racism, weird situation, or girl had a Satanist roommate?
Oh my God.
Let's do weird situation. Keep it vague.
Okay.
Ooh, guy's name. He's British. I know.
Hmm.
Nigel?
Oh, that's really
Nigel's
good.
A good
Nigel's
one.
Nigel's pretty British.
Nigel?
All right. You want to go with Nigel?
Let's do it.
Will you approve? Nigel writes, I was Snapchatting a girl I like recently and all was going well. I'd just broken my headphones and was joking about stabbing
myself.
Holy shit. Amazing.
Whoa.
It's bait.
I had just broken my headphones and I... Opera. Wait, no, never mind. I'd just broken my headphones and I was joking about stabbing myself with a butter knife, so I lay down on the bathroom floor and lathered my chest with tomato ketchup. She said that it was the funniest thing she'd ever seen, so that I considered myself to be well in with her. All great, right? Wrong. Right at that moment, I was about to jump in the shower to wash the ketchup off my butt-naked body. My mom knocks on the bathroom door telling me to hurry up because she needs the toilet. So I'm stood there, nude, as the day I was born, covered in ketchup. But I was not the reddest thing in that room as I stood up without a stitch on in front of the woman who birthed me. I have a suspicion that she doesn't believe my story about having a nosebleed and thinks I'm some sort of tomato sauce fetishist. How am I supposed to approach my parents again after this situation, as I don't think either of them can look at me the same way? Thanks a million. Love, Nigel. P.S. Nigel. I know how unrealistic this sounds, but I swear to Jeebus, it's the truth.
Jeebus.
Are you snapping?
I am an avid snapper, yes.
So 20-year-old you, hip, cool, social media ranks. Is Snapchat number one?
Snapchat, I would
or
say
Instagram.
So. Oh, that's come so on, hard. Baby. That's so hard. I would say they're pretty even.
Really?
Yeah.
So Snapchat's still holding on with the cool youth of America.
What about Facebook? Is that anything?
Or
is that
just sort of like Facebook anymore?
Is Twitter zaddy? I swear, is Twitter zaddy? Sorry, I'm trying to fit in.
You're wearing her high heel shoes. Yep.
Twitter, do you use it at all?
Every once in a while, yeah.
So it goes Snapchat, Instagram, top two?
Yes.
And then
Twitter, Facebook.
Twitter, Facebook. Is there one we haven't even mentioned?
I'm not really... There's like a... Is WhatsApp a social media thing or is that just a message?
Yeah, WhatsApp is a thing. Do you use WhatsApp?
I don't
do
that.
Yeah, Musical.ly. Oh, Musical.ly. My niece is like all up on Musical.ly. Mm-mm. She thinks Musical.ly celebs.
Like Venmo comments.
What's that?
Those are the best.
Know, yeah, Venmo comments.
So what are you doing in there?
I'll just like go through my feed, see what people are paying people for and be like, is this slang for drugs or did you actually go get right. like
you're thinking that or you're leaving that as a comment?
I'll leave that as a comment. Then I'll screenshot that. Send it around. Send it wide.
What do you mean by sending it wide?
Well, Instagram story somebody's Venmo transaction and try to deduce what it was.
Weird invasion of privacy.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Have your parents ever caught you in a sticky situation like this? Have you ever been shamed? Obviously not to the extent of rubbing tomato ketchup on your body completely naked, but...
I have to give that guy some points for committing that much.
What was the occasion under which he put the tomato sauce on his naked
body?
He
lost his headphones, yes?
Yeah, he was joking about stabbing himself with a butter knife because he had broken his headphones. And then he's like, look, this is it. Snapchatted himself covered in ketchup.
I see.
Naked. So he committed to a joke.
Wow.
Do you have your Snapchat open so anybody can snap you?
No. No.
Got it. So you don't get a lot of weirdo creeps all up in your shit.
I do not.
Huh.
I kind of want to do it just for fun to see what happens, but then again, I'm like, ugh, I don't want to open up and see a penis.
Yeah, what kind of fans do you have? You were on a Nick or Disney show,
right? I was on a Nick show for a little while. That's where the basis started.
So I assume most of your fans are young.
Probably.
Females or
if they're not young, then they're like really old weirdos that watch a lot of Disney, right? Yeah.
Which happens. I got a lot of, when it first premiered, I would get like a constant person Twittering me about the episode and like screenshotting stuff about how I looked. And I was
like,
how old
was he?
He has to be like maybe 50.
That's insane.
I thought it was really funny.
Can I kick his ass?
Go for it.
Oh, no. He's asking if he can. Like, is he strong?
Oh.
Do you think I could?
Do you think I'm zaddy? Am I as zaddy as Twitter?
Wait, what was the name of your Nick or Disney show?
It was called Nicky, Ricky, Dicky, and Don.
Were you Don?
I was not Don. I was the babysitter of Don.
I bet my nieces know about your show. All they watch is Nick.
Really?
Yeah. Nicky, Ricky, Dicky, and John.
Don.
All right, I'm going to ask her. Okay, back to this guy. How am I supposed to approach my parents again? I say they probably don't want to talk to you about it as much as you don't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
They're like, holy shit, let's sweep this under the rug, game over, not worry about it. Who knows what the hell's going on? And hopefully they don't catch you doing it again.
To say that the mom probably doesn't think that he's a ketchup fetishist.
Yeah, that he's jumping to a little bit of a conclusion.
I think that his mom's probably mortified that she walked in on her son naked about to take a shower. She's not like thinking about, why was he covered in ketchup? She was just thinking like, I shouldn't have walked in. I think that's it.
Yeah, so you're saying don't worry about it. It'll pass. This too shall pass.
Yeah. What's the most embarrassing situation that your mother ever caught you in?
That's a good question. Most embarrassing. I was pretty much a homebody, so probably never catching me with a woman was kind of embarrassing. Like, I never had a girl. So, like, at age 17, she was still walking in on me playing video games, hoping to God that I was naked, covered in ketchup.
She never walked in on you masturbating?
Never walked in on me masturbating.
Hmm.
I guess maybe a morning boner. Yeah. Like, you know, when you wake up with an erection.
Yeah.
I'm sure my parents have seen me have an erection.
Really?
Yeah.
With, like, outside of the pants?
Yeah, like, I'm wearing pajama pants, walking to the bathroom. Morning wood.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. What do you got?
I was covered in mayonnaise.
Got it.
Mustard.
You and this guy should make
not ketchup.
Island
I didn't
sauce.
Get that embarrassing.
Yeah, do you have one?
I mean, my mom and dad both caught me masturbating constantly.
Huh.
Like, as much as that girl has walked in on her roommate, my parents would probably like double.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
in your room, in their room, in the living room.
Definitely in like
the driveway.
In the living room, in my room, in the bathroom.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
That's that would have happened.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it did. Yeah. And I don't remember how we dealt with it. Like,
cuz you repressed the memory.
I guess so. But there was just so much going on in my house that like that was never the worst thing.
Yeah, you know, six also, kids.
There's like
you're people. One of six?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I at number
how many siblings
I
was
I have one.
Oh yeah, that's a solid amount.
I was number two and my brother is 8 years younger than me. So at like 13, I was the only one masturbating everywhere.
I assure you.
And like there's not a lot of like private space in the house. So like if you're walking into a room where I was alone, you better believe.
That's so funny.
It's the internet? Pre-internet?
Well, it was post-internet, but there was still there wasn't like you weren't streaming movies.
Yeah,
I was like
pictures,
printing pictures, praying to God no one was gonna walk in. It was like, Jake, what are you printing?
Nothing. It's a fucking work assignment.
Wait 10 minutes.
Homework.
It's
an
going
essay.
One pixel at a time. And then I'll have Pamela Anderson
in a crop top with an underboob,
and I'll keep it in my room.
I swear I will.
And then, but we had like one family computer, and people would be like, "I need to do my homework." And I'm like, "Well, I'm fucking doing something. It's pretty important too."
Choking your mom, Jake. What's gotten into you? You're scaring me.
And I would get home like 15 minutes before my sisters. Like middle school got out at 2:30, and their school got out at 3.
You're dead like, sprinting, Ferris Bueller
style.
Yeah,
my bus ride was longer.
So over hedges.
I'm getting home at like
through neighbors.
I'm getting home at like 2:45, 2:50, and they're gonna be home at 3:05.
You
and
better believe
just
that.
Just like you find the lotion, fire up the computer.
Where's the fucking ketchup?
Oh my
Where's
God.
Where's the ketchup? This is a Heinz commercial we're pitching you.
Okay.
Thoughts?
So you grew up with fast internet.
I did grow up with fast internet.
That's crazy.
Most of my life, yeah. I was actually just thinking about it. That's really crazy to think about.
Yeah, you don't, like, as soon as you're old enough to have a cell phone, you could have had an iPhone.
I actually didn't get my first phone until I was 13, and it was a Razor.
A Razor?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A scooter, not a phone.
But that was 7 years ago. There was an iPhone then, wasn't there?
Yeah, 2010.
My parents were like, no.
You gotta earn your keep with a Razor.
Yep. Did you grow up with a personal computer? Like
I
once
did not.
You got to like once you were started to be homeschooled?
I got my first computer at 16. My parents are actually pretty good about not delving into the whole like technology. Yeah.
These are things that parents have to think about now, right?
They do.
It all exists, so it's like, when do I give it to my kid? When's the normal time to give it?
Yeah.
Babies. A lot of babies are like, no screen time. They don't let babies do screens.
So in a way, it was almost crazier for us because we're growing up as it's coming out, and nobody's like hiding it from us.
Yeah, there's no rules yet.
Yeah.
So I get to use the internet.
The wild west
of technology. My parents don't know what AOL is. They don't get that I'm in chat rooms.
I was in chat rooms as like a 14-year-old pretending to be a 19-year-old. Probably having cyber sex with other 14-year-olds pretending to be 19-year-olds.
And you turned out all right.
No, I didn't.
All right, so do we have any advice for this guy? Don't worry about it. I don't know. Your parents probably are more embarrassed.
I think
than you
if
are.
It comes up, I would just be frank and be like, I was trying to woo a girl, Mom.
Yeah, is that so wrong, Mom? That could be good, actually. Telling the truth, is that what
the
it's called?
First time that's come up on our podcast, our advice show?
We always think about what lies to tell, but maybe the honest way might make more sense because then the mom would, you know, one, be understanding, and two, maybe even be proud that son's willing to go the weird, weird distance to woo a girl, as you say.
Well, that's the multicultural woman perspective. Welcome.
Finally.
That's 100% correct, by the way.
Shit. Shit. You have to host the show now.
You're not qualified anymore. We're out of touch. We're grand zaddies.
Zran zaddies. Awesome. We're out of time.
Aww.
Gabby, did you have fun gabbing?
I had so much fun gabbing.
Gabbing with Gabby.
That's what I'll rename the podcast.
I like
the new Headgum podcast.
Yeah, when you're hosting your own show or just taking over ours, that's what you can call it. Where can people find you if people want more Gabby?
If people want more Gabby, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, all under Gabrielle Elise.
Oh, damn. Good work.
Or if you want to see me and what I do, Snatchers on Go 90.
Holy shit.
We're halfway through the series, so you can binge it.
Or maybe they can find you at online college.
Maybe they can find me at online college.
What courses are you enrolled in?
I'm in history and calculus right now.
Oh, that's what
calculus?
I hate calculus, you guys.
Why?
Do you have to do that? I have to. It's part of my
GE. It's a requirement?
Yeah.
How is calculus going? You're doing derivatives and like finding the area underneath the curve.
Yep.
Yeah. I would love to help you out with some homework if you have any questions. Yeah. Well, I don't remember how to do any of that. Cool. Thanks for coming on the show. I don't know what else to say. If you have your own questions or theme song submissions, send them all on over to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. The opening one was written by, what was his name? Jackson? I think his name was Jackson.
Do we ever even say it?
We might have not. It's Jackson Booth.
Ooh. Jackson Booth.
Thanks, Jackson Booth. And this closing one was written by somebody named Chris Forgash. So thanks, Jackson.
Weird
thanks,
name, right?
Yeah, that's a weird one. And thanks to Gabrielle Elise for coming on our show.
Thank you, guys.
Great job.
Thanks.
We'll be back next
week. Forgash. Bye. I mean, Forgash. Come on.
Let's talk about it.
If you got a question and you don't know what to do, pull up your Gmail and type in "If I Were You." If you find yourself between a hard place and a rock, send in your questions and let these two Jews take a shot. They will give you sage advice. But if you're an asshole, don't expect it to be nice. I'm talking about If I Were You Show.com. If I Were You Show.com. If I Were You Show starts now.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.